Item number five, resolution of appreciation. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you. One of our senior engineers, Matt Thompson, left us in the last month for another opportunity, which is good for him, and we wish him well in terms of pursuing that opportunity. He's working for the city of Paso Robles and was looking to have some variety of experience and working on some public works projects directly. So we were sad to see him move on, but we hope that he has a good experience. And we have a resolution of appreciation for Matt. It's a little unusual because normally when we do this, we have the person present.
Right.
However, he was taking advantage of this transition between jobs and went on a vacation to Italy. And I don't think he would mind if I point out that, being the nice guy that he is, he took his grandmother with him to Italy because she'd never been to Europe. And he said, "Grandma, you got to go." So that's the kind of guy he is. Anyway, since we didn't know how long it would be before we'd be able to get Matt here before the board, we thought we'd go ahead and ask you to adopt a resolution of appreciation anyway. And I'm anticipating that Matt will be listening to this by way of the audio feed that's available on the web. So only say nice things, even though he's not here. The resolution that we have, actually it turned out to be a really long resolution because we had a lot of nice things to say about Matt. And it was so long that it wouldn't fit on a standard plaque. So I gave it to Carol Hewitt and asked her to format it in such a way that it would fit at least on a longer plaque. So she went to, I think, font 5. And so I can't read it, but I'm exaggerating a little bit. So I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's kind of long. But whereas Matt Thompson decided at age 16 when he was applying to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, that he wanted to be an environmental engineer, mostly because he figured he did pretty well in math and science and he liked to surf, so environmental engineering seemed like a good fit. Age 17, he was going to school at Cal Poly and heard about the Regional Water Board. Matt applied for a job, but the board had no funds to hire him as a student assistant at that time, so Matt persisted, as is his way, and became a volunteer student assistant for the board at age 18. He impressed the staff with his work ethic and his competence, and he worked into a paid job as a student assistant. He worked in the tank program and on the Avila Beach cleanup project. This doesn't sound like a resolution. It's more like a short story, isn't it? Upon graduation, he worked for the board full-time, worked in many different areas in the region. He was successful with many enforcement cases, including the Los Osos enforcement action, which was one of the most complex and difficult enforcement actions the board has ever taken. Logistics of such a large action were challenging, and Matt was instrumental in staff's success in the action. As we all know, emotions ran high, and Matt in particular had a lot of difficult conversations with people. In one period of time, he had more than 200 phone calls over one piece of correspondence that we sent out. One of the homeowners subject to enforcement action said that even though he, the homeowner, disagreed with our actions in every way, he wanted to convey that Matt's integrity and character were outstanding and that Matt exemplified what government could be and should be. And that was coming from someone who was a subject of enforcement action. He became a supervisor and supervised our permitting unit and did a great job with that. He was barely into his 30s when he became senior engineer, and as such, he was one of the youngest senior engineers in the state of California. Instead of taking a supervisory job that might have been more in his comfort zone, that is in the unit that in which he was working previously, he took on the challenge of not only being a new supervisor, but also supervising a unit with a rapidly evolving program of stormwater, plus the water quality certification program, and timber harvesting. He also pursued a leadership education, became a force among the staff, and helping to transition to a performance-based organization. He's led his staff in a dynamic and progressive way so that they have taken great strides toward water quality protection. He's worked for the board for 13 years and has now moved on to be a wastewater resources manager for the city of Paso Robles. He's one of the most dedicated, kind, thoughtful, positive, energetic, helpful, can-do, get-it-done, take-on-anything kind of persons that the regional board has had on its staff. And he's been a powerful force for change, and he's made us a better organization. So Therefore, the board thanks Matt Thompson for his great service to the board, the state, to the people, and the resources of the Central Coast region, and we wish Matt a continued positive and learning career in public service. That's our resolution, and it's 0040. And I'd recommend approval, and of course, any comments the board might have.
I want to know who let him get away.
It's all of our fault, but actually, it's an opportunity for him, and we can't fault him for looking to expand his career.
Of course.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the resolution.
I'll second. Second.
Okay. All those in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Need I ask, any opposed?
Yeah. Hey, will Matt have to appear before us?
Oh, we'll get him before you.
Yeah. And any board
and we'll have
comments?
Some fun.
Any board comments, since Matt is not here and might be listening to this in the future? I did call him, by the way, and expressed, you know, the board's thanks and appreciation for all his hard work, you know, over the years, and told him we would miss him, but that we wished him well and understood, you know, why he was making his career move, and were supportive in anyone who wants to do that, and told him that the door is always got a little crack open in it, should he want to come back for more.
And Matt, if you're listening, we can't wait to have you in front of us.
Actually, the city does have a few mandatory minimum penalties pending,
yeah.
So we might see him sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what he has to say about those. Okay. Any other board comments?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Okay. I think we